Belinda and Penguin Random House present this unabridged recording of
Diary of a Wimpy Kid by Jeff Kinney, read by Dan Russell. September. Tuesday. First of all, let me get something straight. This is a journal, not a diary. I know what it says on the cover, but when Mom went out to buy this thing, I specifically told her to get one that didn't say diary on it. Great. All I need is for some jerk to catch me carrying this book around and get the wrong idea.
Sissy.
The other thing I want to clear up right away is that this was Mom's idea, not mine. But if she thinks I'm going to write down my feelings in here or whatever, she's crazy. So just don't expect me to be all dear diary this and dear diary that. The only reason I agreed to do this at all is because I figure later on when I'm rich and famous, I'll have better things to do than answer people's stupid questions all day long. So this book is going to come in handy.
Gregory, tell us about your childhood.
Were you always so smart and handsome?
Here's my journal now, shoo shoo. Like I said, I'll be famous one day. But for now, I'm stuck in middle school with a bunch of morons. Morons. Let me just say for the record that I think middle school is the dumbest idea ever invented. You've got kids like me who haven't hit their growth spurt yet, mixed in with these gorillas who need to shave twice a day.
Out of my way, runts.
And then they wonder why bullying is such a big problem in middle school. If it was up to me, grade levels would be based on height, not age. But then again, I guess that would mean kids like Chirag Gupta would still be in the first grade. Today is the first day of school, and right now, we're just waiting around for the teacher to hurry up and finish the seating chart, so I figured I might as well write in this book to pass the time. By the way, let me give you some good advice. On the first day of school, you've got to be real careful where you sit. You walk into the classroom and just plunk your stuff down on any old desk, and the next thing you know, the teacher says,
I hope you all like where you're sitting, because these are your permanent seats.
Ah! So, in this class, I got stuck with Chris Hosey in front of me and Lionel James at the back of me. Jason Brill came in late and almost sat to my right, but luckily, I stopped that from happening at the last second.
Is this seat taken?
Yes, yes. Next period, I should just sit in the middle of a bunch of hot girls as soon as I step in the room. But I guess if I do that, it just proves I didn't learn anything from last year.
Greg, will you please pass this note to Shelley?
With a note saying, Greg is a dork.
Why, certainly.